So I had lunch with a gentleman yesterday, and he didn't ask me to ask this question, but I'm asking it. Do you mind me giving a scenario? So,
yeah, of course.
So he's got a really interesting dynamic. So he's married, 10, 12 years, 15 years maybe. And he came to find out a few years back that his father-in-law took out a loan in his daughter's name. So he not only, he took out like 60 grand, 80, I forgot the nominal amount, decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And then he also found out, so then he hires a detective or something to do a little more digging on his wife's sister, and the father took out a loan in their name also. So he's got this dynamic now with his wife. The wife's in denial. He even had to get a lawyer to show that these are criminal issues, and the wife still invites the parents over to the house, and the father-in-law is a sociopath, I guess. He's never apologized. He's never taken any ownership for this. He can even talk about the Bernie Madoffs of the world as if Bernie's this horrible guy.
Wow.
Where do you go with that? And I know the wife, she's fantastic, and they have this great relationship, but this is a, I mean, it's driving a rod right between them.
The first step there is that he and she, the wife and the husband, it's about them, right? So you have the crazy father-in-law, that's all out there and that's powerful and it's imposing, but that's really not important. I know it feels important, it looks important, it smells important. What's important is what are they doing with it? So it's driving a wedge because she's not willing to own her piece. All she has to do is begin the process of opening up and going, wow, this is important. So it's really about the two of them. So this is the most powerful thing I think about relationships. Father-in-law steal money, whatever it is. Again, to me, that's noise. It's important. Don't get me wrong. Death of the family, this is super important. But the most important thing is, how do my wife and I respond to the outside world together? What's it doing to our relationship? Is it deepening it or is it separating it? Is it pushing us apart? If it's pushing us apart, why is it pushing us apart? Oh, because Bill hasn't processed that sadness and he's afraid to do it. Therefore, she's drifting away. So it's all about, okay, this crisis is triggering what? Whatever it's triggering, if they're doing it together, relatus, understanding what's happening inside Bill and bringing it to the altar relationship, Linda. So in this, I would love to chat with them and just see where she's at. Where is she? If it's not important to her or she's not willing to look at it, then they've got the work to do. All he can do is the work on him. Nothing else. Now, again, if he's got a creditor coming by and he's got to do the actual physical work and make sure that the house and the kingdom's okay, but it's all about the emotional response that they're having separately and what they're bringing to the altar.
So what do they do? I mean, they're in therapy.
They're in therapy. They're
literally, we had to cut out from our lunch so he could go. I'm curious.
I'll tell you this. If I was a therapist, I'd spend a lot of time getting her to talk about what it's making her feel. How's that making you feel? Oh, it's not a big deal. Okay, then there's a lot of work to do with her. It's not good or bad that she has to realize what's happening, how powerful it is, how it's affecting not just the two of them. It's going to affect generations to come because his resentment and anger is dripping into the space in between in the marriage. And that's why, I don't know if they have kids. If they have kids, that drip of anger, resentment, and frustration is now going to be living inside the kid. Like, Mary, do you want your kids? Like, this is going to go down the line. That's how big it is. You and I talk about it all the time. How big is that space that the two people are creating? Well, it's just everything. It's everything. It's everything that you are was from the space in between your parents. Yep.
And the kids are, I think, 9 and 6 or 7,
so,
something like
you know,
that.
Mary, so, Mary, do you love your kids? Oh, I love my kids. Great. So now it's time to really delve into what's actually happening inside of you, what your dad's behavior is doing to your kids' kids. It's bigger. It's so much bigger than the current thing, right? We just look at the current thing, but like, Mary, are you willing to help not only your kids, because how you process it is how your kids are going to process. Do you want your son to behave that way? He could easily behave that way 15 years from now. Oh, no, he wouldn't. He would never do that. Tell me how it wouldn't happen, because we're just electrons and that the energy that you're putting in is just going to be sent down the line.
It's really interesting, Bill, isn't it? We go, well, our children are learning this behavior from us. They learn from their grandparents. But we say our kids wouldn't do that, even though it's complete learned behavior. They're going to do exactly what they've learned.
There's no other way to it.
But somehow we find a way to convince ourselves, because if we don't do it that way, we'll have to do some work on ourselves.
Exactly.
We'd much rather. Because it comes back to us anyway.
I love the fact you put that out there, because I spent a lot of time working with kids, suicidal kids and teenagers and stuff, before I got more focused in couples counseling. And it was always funny where the parent, to your point, would come and say, Bill, how do we fix Johnny? Johnny's fine, actually. I want to spend time with you. No, I'm not willing to do that, right? No. So, okay, Johnny and I are going to keep doing the work. But if you don't start kind of getting at what's driving your reaction in your marriage, then Johnny's going to continue to struggle. Oh, no, Can you just fix Johnny? That's the whole thing. And listen, owning your stuff is painful, but it's the only way to live, in my opinion.
So we use a phrase in our office, and it's parents says, I don't understand why I can't get my effing kid to stop effing swearing. And you literally go, what?
Exactly. And I don't want to be too flippant about it. It's hard being a parent. It's hard. Let's just put it out there. This is not easy stuff. There's no manual. It's harder to adopt a dog than it is to have a child. Like literally, the nonprofits come in, they interview you. I had somebody like talk to my friends, is Bill okay to foster a dog or adopt a dog? Like you just have a kid, you have no idea. So I just want to put it out there. It's not easy being a parent, but owning your life is the most important thing you can do for your child. So what Carl Jung is saying is the unlived life of the parent is the curse on the child. Everything unlived in Bill, everything unsaid, everything unfelt is going to live in my girls and it's going to live in their kids. So you know what, Bill? Get on the cushion and understand why you're feeling that way, because if you don't, your grandkids are going to suffer.